Enough of this chit-chat, let's get to it then. I like my beer like I like my women. Stout and bitter.
I won't fall for any bad pickup line. You've got to try two or three at least.
Fantastic.
I like to see you in a kilt.
Let's get on with it then. Got a quest to do in 15 minutes.
Run away!
I don't drink anymore. Of course I don't drink any less either. I don't have a drinking problem. I drink, I get drunk, I fall down, no problem. I'm having a wardrobe malfunction. Oh, there's me hammer.
You're listening to Living in Sin and your World of Warcraft podcast. I am...
Here?
Here, yes I am. This is episode 006 for 12 May 2012. I'm John Satsuga Augusta, and here with me is my wife, Kate Fee Augusta. Harley James couldn't come in with us, but we do have Lizzie Thena.
Aloha.
Why is it this? It's just doomed. It's doomed, I tell you.
Well, I guess that covers our greeting portion of this. Surprise, we're back.
Surprise.
Never a dull moment.
You scared me. You jumped out.
OSS.
Yes.
Ooh. I think that's what it was. He has new toys and things go to hell in the handbasket.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Oh, hush. Just get on.
So, all right, everybody's here that is going to be here today. It's been a very busy month in and out of
Sin.
We're
going to be minus an illustrious leader if he doesn't take that live feed off the video thing.
No, it's quite all right. I said we were going to go with the live feed, and we're just trying it out for this episode.
I'm not dressed for live feed. I don't have my furs and tiara on.
Okay. But... even though this last month has been busy, we do have a lot of information for you in this show. Oh, I forgot to put your name on there, Lindsay. God, I suck. This is what happens whenever you don't do the scripts up when you're supposed to do them. But today we're going to talk about achievements are going BOA. That's a big, exciting thing that Blizzard's put out. We've just had our guild anniversary, 4 years old. We can put our big pants on now. And
going to Huggies Pull-Ups.
Yes.
Wait, I was going to say, the kids now.
Yeah. And we had a few achievos in the guild this past week. Hey, Blizzard and the guild are going epic social networking, and there's a little bit of guild restructure getting ready to happen. So, without further ado... we're going to go into who's in the dishwasher.
No, we're not. We're going to say hello to Lady Wreck, who's listening in through the Ustream today. She does an awesome Transformers podcast. You guys need to check her out. And we had a guest jump in and jump out again. Boo! But thank you to Lady Wreck for listening in. You probably won't be again.
Yes, I forgot to do the hello to everybody that's in our chat room and on the social media that we've got going up. And we're also... we're live on Twitter now, thanks to Fee.
Yay,
why? Why thanks to me?
Because you sat around the other weekend, like, building this Twitter account for us.
I did?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I did, didn't I?
Short-term memory issues there, Fee. Yay, Twitter.
Ooh,
yay.
Piece of candy.
Oh, hush, just get on with your stuff now.
All right, so we'll go ahead and move this little... show on the road and start heading into...
I feel like Fiona's caravan in the Eastern Plagueland sometimes.
Yes, but are you going to get a little grub non-combat pet drop doing her quests?
I don't know. My rogue soloed stockades earlier today.
Yes, big achievo for Fee. Or no, it's not Fee, it's Symphony.
Symphony, yes.
Or as HJ would tell me in chat the other day, Symphony.
Well, he's an idiot.
Hello. Hello. Pee pee.
Oh, God, I wish I'd never done that hello thing now.
So, moving on to who's in the dishwasher. Lindsay, what do you got up in the show for us today?
Well, according to this awesome, cool thing that I'm looking at, we have differences in the achievements. Blizzard's announced that they're going to start putting achievements at the account level instead of the alt level, which I'm very excited about because, yeah, grinding out some of those achievements on every single character is kind of a pain. So I think overall, Blizzard doesn't want us to play, you know, alt 1 instead of alt 2 because of achievement concerns. If you get the Violet Proto Drake, then you might only play that character and not any of the other ones. And so they want to try and encourage people to play all of their alts. We'll see. There are some rules, though. It's not going to be across the board. There's probably going to be some level specific that you have to reach a certain level before you'll kind of unlock the previously earned achievement on each alt, which makes sense for some of the achievements that we have and the perks that we got for them. Do you really want me to read through this whole thing, John?
No, you shouldn't have to read
it. It's very tiny.
Yeah, I'm getting a message that there's no audio. Lady Wreck just came in there. Can you hear now? Plug for podcast. Which one is that?
Who's the woman robbing the bank?
What?
Who's the woman that just walked the coffee? What's going on?
Audio's back. Oh, Fee is catching advertisements in her Ustream feed here.
I'm watching coffee. Iced coffee, no less.
Yum.
Distractions.
Oh, God. Do we have to have this live doodah thing going on?
Yes, absolutely. We must.
Fee, we love you. You're so cute.
Lady Rex says the audio is great. So we finally tracked down that Murphy character and kicked his butt for messing with our show.
Yay, Lindsay and their iron skillet.
Heck yes.
So, Lindsay,
camping and
I agree with you on this achievement thing. SAT is my achievement, for a lack of better way. I wasn't going to say that. His
achievement whore, yes.
Yes.
I shamelessly admit I am very much on my main two alts. Very entranced with getting as many in every achievement that I can, and having to grind that on the other 15 alts is
how many?
Not so much fun after a while.
Well, the thing I hate about that is, like, Sat is, he's a hunter. It's the first tune I chose to roll because it's easy and you have a pet, but he's not the greatest, like, say a death knight. I can't go run through some of these dungeons. I just don't have, you know, as soon as something gets up on me, I can't get in there and get that achievement. And trying to get a group together to do it after they've already done it, like for the Alliance, I want that achievement. I really do. I got halfway through it, and then when Kata came out and they changed Thrall to Garrosh, I lost everybody. So I got to redo the whole thing all over again. But once I do it once, that's it. I'm done. I got my Violet Protodrake, by the way.
I'm not saying anything about this because it will come as a great surprise to everybody that listens. I'm just as confused in game as I am in the podcast. I have no clue what I'm doing with anybody, when I'm doing it, on how I'm going to get there. So anything that helps me have some kind of, I know, image of knowing what I'm doing is all, I'm all for it. But I do like this thing they're also bringing in beta at the moment with the cross-realming, so that, say you're in the low-level end and you feel like you're the only person in the world out there, they're fielding something where you can actually see other players from other realms that are also in that area with you, and you're going to be able to party up with them. So that'll help with achievements as well, I think.
Lady Rex says join the club. She's just having fun with it. Oh, okay. So, I haven't really looked over. I kind of skimmed over it before and been kind of busy, but what is this? Rewards and granted from achievement pets, mounts, and titles. Are they going to be BOAs too, or?
Who?
The pets, mounts, and titles.
I don't know. Lindsay would know that.
Yes.
They, yes.
Yes. You like my confident answer there.
Yeah.
So for some of the pets, mounts, and other things, they are making most achievements account-wide. This means you only earn the points once. Once you've earned an achievement on one character, you can then see it on all of your characters. However, they are going to try to structure it so that it's level specific. For example, if you get a milestone like reaching level 80 or maxing out a profession, killing raid boss for the first time, you get your little congratulations, you get a little toast pop up.
Ah, cool.
Oh, is that what those things are? I always wondered what achievement toasts were. I had visions of a small midget coming in with a plate of something crunchy and steamy out the toaster, but it never happens.
So, how do you think this is going to... Send in the gnomes.
If you start an achievement on one character, you can't finish it on another character. Right. There are exceptions, of course. They didn't think it made sense for one character to get to level 60 and another to get to level 20 and see the level 80 achievement toast, because that just doesn't make any sense. So for purposes of leveling your character, that's still going to remain pretty much the same. Same thing with exploring. If you explore 1,000 needles on one character, you'll want to finish that achievement on that same character.
Right.
But you'll have it across your account, so you don't need to continue to do the same exploring over and over and over again every time you have a new alt.
Right.
You'll have already earned the achievement.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes loads of sense there, yeah. I guess. I wanted my level 80 achievement when I log in with my level 1 rogue.
That's only because he wants his long, strange trip.
No, I've got that.
Across all your characters?
Yes, I was very upset with that. Once I got that achievement and got my Violet Protodrake finally after the Children's Week deal, somebody posted up behind me and said, oh, if you didn't pay for Master Riding, what is that, like 5,000 gold or something?
Why are we bing-bonging?
Somebody's Twittering.
Who's tweeting?
I don't know. Somebody's tweeting. It's coming up on my phone, but... But anyways, going back to my Violet Protodrake, you got Master Riding for free. I was upset. I was happy that I got my achievement, and then in turn, I was upset 5 minutes later because somebody showed me that. It's like, I could have gone without that. But I am excited with the achievements now, with the BOA achievements, that now I don't have to pay for that on my other tunes coming up.
Right.
I have to say thank you to Amy, and I'm tweeting your podcast, your Transformer one, to all my peeps that like them.
Yes, Lady Wreck is pretty awesome. I bow to her awesomeness. And she has now converted you guys to Twitter. So,
yes.
All hell's going to break loose.
I know. I'm going to be nothing but a tweeting fool now. Like, what are you doing? Are you sending somebody a text? No, I am tweeting again.
Tweeting.
Yes.
A couple of these achievements, though, are still going to be account only. There's two categories, I think. One is the achievements that are not possible to earn on one character. Right. So if they made an achievement to level every single class to level 90, it would be account only, which, you know, kind of makes sense because we have those kinds of achievements in the guild, right?
Right, right.
So I think it's kind of cool that we could then also do that with our own individual accounts. So if I, you know, level a character in every single race, I'd get an achievement for it. I don't think that's set up currently, right? At the personal level, it's only on the guild.
Yes.
Okay. You think about
what we're talking
about? You're asking about the guild master. You weren't listening to Lindsay.
I was reading something that Lady Wreck had posted. I kind of got digressed.
you were talking about like the guild type of achievements. It's not going to go across BOA, right?
Well, I think that it's a neat idea, mm-hmm. especially for me and my family, because we have 3 Warcraft accounts.
Right.
That if we've leveled an alt in each race, that we get a special kind of achievement for that. I don't think that that's set up at the account level, because I hadn't really done account level achievements thus far that I'm aware of.
Right.
And I've done a lot of achievements, so I think I would know. So I think that's a kind of a neat idea, to take that concept they started with the guild and getting guild achievements and now making similar account level achievements.
Right, right.
Encouraging you to still continue to create new alts and consequently level them, which I think is pretty fabulous.
So now here's my question with it. And, once again, I said I didn't really read through the entire article in its entirety. Like, mm-hmm. you're limited to what? Still 10
I'm thinking of opening that up to 11.
Ten per service. So if you jump to a different server, are you still going to get those achievements then?
For the ones that would be across your account, yes.
Okay.
For the ones that they are going to make still an alt level achievement, no, right. obviously. And I did find a section on the pets, mounts, titles, and tabards.
Right.
They are hoping that those rewards will be granted at the account level. They're not going to completely promise that yet, because they got to do a lot of work, but that's the intent.
Nice.
Obviously, you won't be able to, you know, have a level 2 gnome walk around with Defender of Shattered World title just because you're level 90 got it. They're going to need to build in some leveling, unlocking type structure into it, so that you unlock what you've previously earned once you level that alt to a certain level, which is kind of the same with the riding. You know, you buy the in-game mounts, but you can't really use them until you've earned the riding, and then they get faster as you level up. So
somebody just closed my bedroom door. Yeah, I think we have ghosts.
No, you're going to have to give me a second. I think my dog just locked himself in the bathroom.
Oh, he can wait. He can wait.
Hold on. No, because he'll get the yelping in a second.
No, he won't. He can wait. He'll be fine. He's gone in there for some quiet time. But do you think it's really...
his dog cave.
You've got yours calmed down and ours is acting up today.
I know, right?
I know. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
The only thing that I saw with the pets and mounts... obviously, you won't be able to cross faction. So, if you earn an alliance specific pet, you won't have it automatically on your non alliance characters, even though they're still in your account. So, those kinds of restrictions will still apply, as far as I could tell.
So, I still need to buy my Horde faction pets in the neutral auction house again.
Mm hmm. Exactly.
I got to talk to a Horde character that can hook me up.
Gee, I wonder who has a couple of those. Let me ponder on that.
Well, speaking of achievements, Fee.
Yes.
What type of achievements and stuff happened in the Guild Anniversary? Oh, yes, once again. I did that deliberately because I knew you were in chat.
Oh, hell's bells. Oh, we got the, oh, crappy. What? Somebody got that. You took my paper.
Surprise. I didn't take your paper.
You did. You did. It's gone. Oh, God, I've totally got that.
Right there.
See what you get for putting her on the spot like that.
Oh, I wrote it. See, I told you took my paper.
It's in the script.
Where?
Just, what's my doing? You're on your section. So, you stood in the fire, didn't you?
Aha! I can see where we are now. Oh, no. Good grief. Well, after the disasters of the last one, where the gnomes took off our first hour of the show, damn them, it seems that they're now releasing out of Gnomeregan, and this took place with the gnome race.
Gnome race.
Yes.
Or was that really the gnome army uprising?
Oh, who the heck knows? But they were all naked and lined up outside Ironforge. And it was part of the celebrations for the Guild 4th anniversary. That ran through 2nd to 6th of May, and we had naked gnome boxing. We had a couple of naked gnome races.
Why were they always naked?
Because it's more fun.
I think Gorbo has something to do with that.
Could be. Well... just before we go in, because I know we got, like, you know, the winners. We were going to tell everybody we were going to announce winners and stuff. I actually recorded the gnome race, and I'm going to go ahead and throw it up on the video channel here so everybody else that wasn't there for it can actually see how much fun the event was with the guild.
In this situation, everybody's interacting together. That's the exciting part.
Are you ready?
Are you excited?
All right, so we're back. So if everybody saw the video
Hello.
That was on there that
Hello.
Missed it. So if you missed out on it, it was loads of fun. It was entertaining from an observer's point of view.
And the winners of that race were, first over the line was Baby Sin. My name is Sin. He kind of had a tortoise and hare moment, came to a screeching halt and took a nap at the gates of Stormwind instead of just powering up for that last few feet to win. And then third place was Sim Power. And we have some race prizes for these guys. Baby Sin's going to get the anniversary T-shirt. And my name is Sin. They will get the Sin Anniversary mouse mat, and then Sin Power will get a magnet.
Yes, and don't forget that now that you know that you've won it and what your prizes are, please send us like your mailing address to thesendpodcast@gmail.com. So that way we can get that stuff sent out to you as quick as possible. And it's all coming out of the Send store.
And then we had a bonus event, which was these idiot naked gnomes then decided they were going to hot foot it into Orgrimmar and kiss Garrosh. Yes.
The bonus event.
I don't know where I was going, but I was going to Orgrimmar via Booty Bay, Ratchet, and anywhere else. And I think I died somewhere in the Barrens. But the winner of that was Shansin, and they're going to get an anniversary frame tile. How we did that was the first person to kiss him and send in the picture showing this with a timestamp on it would be the winner. And it was the timestamp that the email came in, not the timestamp they may have superimposed on their picture on their computer. Not that anybody would cheat, unlike HJ.
Yeah.
We all know how much he cheated.
Yes.
Hitmen, etc.
Yeah, so it was a fun event. We have up on the webpage, there is a Sin Games up on there from previous events and prizes that have been given away. This was, what, our third Sin Games? We started last year, me and you, during the summer. We do them in the summer and the winter.
You do it. I just come along to make up numbers.
Yeah, but we do get some good prizes out there. We've given away, what, in-game pets from TCG loot cards. So you won't be able to get these items in the game by doing an achievement. It's one of these that you just do with the guild.
Yes. When we do these little competitions, we tend to give away things that nobody else in the guild will have because we think you're special. And I don't mean riding the short bus special. But while we're on about guild achievements, a legendary collection became the guild's yesterday, which means there is a new pet available for all our pet collectors in the guild store, and yay, it's bound on account, so we don't have to stamp out 1500 gold every time we want one.
Yes.
Is that it? Yes.
Yes.
Heck yes. I'm all about the pets.
I like pets. I'm trying to get that pet achievement, and I'm so sure, and I don't want to break out my baby hippogriff, baby griffin and the, was it the Wyrven thing or whatever?
Windrider,
whatever it is.
Yes, mine is still sat there.
Yes.
And also as well, another first that took place this week. We dipped our toe into the RBGs.
Yes.
Oh my God. We did three. We were totally decimated in three. However, in my opinion, there is a possible leader riding from the ashes out of this.
Yes.
And I really would like him to take the lead on this because he gives awesome things. He's done it. And all the information he gave me from the light rogue actually meant I could stop. Here we go again. Murloc mouth. All the information he gives is valid stuff because he gave me some great information for my rogue, which meant I could solo that dungeon today. So, yay, you know who you are. But I want that pet. I want lots of pets. I want mounts. I want achievements. And I don't want to have to work for any of them because I'm in sin and things should be given to me. And after that small rant.
moving rapidly along, we're going to go around the World of Warcraft. This is a segment of our show where we cover things that are happening in Blizzard, World of Warcraft, just gaming in general.
And if any of you guys that are actually in the chat on the Ustream channel want to put any points, questions, comments, insults in there, please type them in and I will make sure that Sat gets all your insults.
Yes. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
I'll be here all week.
Try the veal.
So HJ couldn't make it today, so we're going to kind of like throw a curveball and give this over to Lindsay.
Who, if you hadn't realised, is our new fourth member. We kind of had her down as who's in the dishwasher, but she's actually our fourth, which will make up the team.
Yes.
Yay!
As Kate pointed out on the script, we don't have a colonialist name in our stuff?
Yes, we don't. I was looking at the script and we have the Italians and the Hispanic names highly represented, but we don't have any kind of English names. and I'm going to shut up now. Lindsay, social networking.
All right, so social networking, which is something that we all know Fee and Sat and I are horrendously addicted to.
Are we? If you say so, I'll agree.
So World of Warcraft news, we definitely have it in many places, but Blizzard has added several social networking pages. These sites feature news, visual media, contests, player-created content, and lots, lots more. So check out what they have to offer, interact with your peers in the community. There's the Warcraft Facebook, which is really tiny and I can't read it, but it shouldn't be terribly difficult to go to Facebook and search Warcraft. There are many of them, but there's only one official.
Yeah, we'll post all that up in the show notes so everybody can get to that.
Okay. There is a official World of Warcraft YouTube channel, which has high-definition gameplay videos, cinematics, trailers, all that cool stuff that I skip over because I'm impatient to start playing the game. Warcraft Twitter. Ooh, Twitter. instant news, Twitter alerts, interact with the Blizzard community managers. So they do have a Twitter account.
I didn't know
and,
that.
And Blizzard's YouTube channel. So you've got the Warcraft YouTube channel, and you've got the main Blizzard YouTube channel, which, again, has more videos, interviews, behind the scenes, anything cool and awesome that Blizzard publishes out there.
See, and I like their YouTube channels. I've been to both the World of Warcraft one and the Blizzard one, and their cinematics are awesome. They talked about a movie coming up. I think if they just go cinematic with their video quality on those channels, that would be a great movie. Blizzard, bring it out. I'm tired of waiting. It's been 3-4 years now. Sorry, Lindsay.
Rant away, fearless leader. Rant away.
Nerd rage. Nerd rage.
Nerd rage. Hello. Yeah. All right. So the guild also has a quite expansive collection of social networking because, you know, our fearless leaders are pretty awesome like that. We have our webpage, which most of y'all should know, s-i-n guild.wowsted.com. Send questions, podcast segment submissions, requests, all of that awesome stuff to sinpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on our podcast on Facebook, do Living in Sin, all spelled out, podcast with no spaces at Facebook, and hit us up there. Or our guild page, which is Sin Gaming Guild on Facebook. And we now, thanks to much prodding from some person in the audience out there who insisted, we have a Twitter account, thanks to Fee.
She's typing into the chat box, and Twitter, yay. And it's all her fault.
It is all her fault, so we need to make sure we put some awesome stuff up there.
Does
on Twitter.
Does this mean when we have technical difficulties, we can blame her now?
Sure, I'm all for that plan. She's just in love with the fact that you guys have Max in the background.
Well, that is why I didn't want the live thing going, because you can see all the wreckage after the great bird hunt.
Oh, we all have wreckage. You don't want to see my command center right now. And then obviously, if you're here, you're listening to us on our awesome live recording and chat room on Ustream,
yes,
which is Living in Sin. So, and then, yeah, Vent. Well, you, Seth. I don't know much about Vent, so I'll turn that part back over to you.
Well, we used to have Vent. We've now moved over to Mumble. Grumble, as I'd like to call it. It's kind of like a Vent supplement, but it's not. It's a little cumbersome to set up, but once you get it set up, you know, it's not too bad. So if you were set up in the Sin Gaming Guild Vent channel, we are no longer there. We are going into Mumble. Information is posted in the guild information in-game as far as how to log in and what the password is and everything. So don't miss out in-game. Go into Mumble. And start chatting with your fellow guild members in-game.
You know, there's lots of stuff happening in game at the moment, and not all of it's good, unfortunately. It never is, but, you know, I really don't know where I'm going with that. It just sounded like...
You're going right into Living Sinfully and my portion of this show here. Thank you very much, Fee.
Yay, Fee.
You're welcome.
Piece of candy.
Oh, hush.
So there's I don't know if you've been in game and you've kind of caught the rumors and scuttlebutt in the guild chat channels, but there is a guild restructure coming up.
We ought to have creepy music in the background.
I might look up something and put it in here. We actually have a meeting going on today. A lot of the officers are coming together and trying to work out some of the issues. Sin, did not know how to type in this script here. Sin needs to progress forward, and a lot of people have come and gone in the guild since we've been in, and you know, the dynamics have changed a little bit. So I'll put it out there now before I haven't gone into the meeting yet. I'll go after this show. Great segue there. I like that. But even though
I like
can't
segues.
Spell,
I want to do the Segway Seattle tour.
Yes. But we have to progress forward. No guild can be successful unless they're constantly pushing forward, because there's always new challenges. There's always new achievements to come out there. So,
and we've actually got somebody in the chat that is agreeing with you and saying basically, yes, it has.
Yeah. But, so... What we're going to do here, we're going to discuss it in the meeting. I've sent some stuff in. We'll discuss over how it's going to work. Change isn't always bad. I know we've all, a lot of people that have been in the guild have been set in certain ways that it's run. But once again, all the officers are coming together and we're listening to everybody's gripes. Yes, we all may have gotten frustrated and had a little nerd rage in guild chat, but we do take that in. And
okay, before you go any further, yay, yeah. Baby Jesus!
What?
He joined chat.
Baby Jesus, yes. Welcome.
I'm not having a religious moment.
Welcome to the chat room, baby Jesus. You. Nice to see you in. I mean, we're actually getting a pretty full chat room this episode. Oh, you have a commercial again.
Yes, I'm on my motorbike whipping through the deserts again. But yes.
But yes, change is not always bad. We do have a lot of new people in the guild, and we're actually working with what they can bring to the guild. We came in over a year ago, and we just kind of jumped in there and started doing stuff. The podcast originated back in December. We also have set up a web page. The Facebook page was out there and stuff. But, you know, we're working to make it a little bit easier for everybody, because there are people all over the world in Sin, and we want to accommodate everybody in the guild. Once again, there's new blood, new requirements. So a lot of the older Sin players that are still in there kind of got used to a certain way that, you know, we did things, but now we have new people with new ideas and, you know, possibly better ways to do things. So we're taking that into account. But don't get caught off guard. Pay attention to all the social media stuff that we have out there, and catch what's going on. We have a webpage. Please use the webpage. There are forums up there. There is Twitter's up on there now. We have the shout box on there. A lot of the information, I check it, me and Fee check it, you know, daily or whatever. If you have a guild event that you want to put on the calendar, stick it on there and we'll get it on there, so we don't step on each other's toes with scheduling these events and stuff. Like I said, we're going to work towards getting everybody together and, you know, kind of getting this stuff scheduled around everybody's schedules and get people in the game and doing a lot more instead of sitting in Stormwind, hanging out in Trade Chat.
I will... I like sitting in Stormwind sometimes, particularly if I'm... can do the dailies while I'm in there, because it means I get rested XP on my low-end characters, but I'm also still getting XP. I kind of just sort of repeated myself there, and really, I have no clue. Yes.
But you did it with the style.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
We have
loads of emails coming in, yep.
Oh my god. This is working. Things are actually taking off. I'm stunned. How long have we been doing this and people are finally sending us emails?
By the way, everybody, we're on episode 6.
6.
Granted, we're not at the High Exalted 100 episode as Lady Wreck. She's been doing this a lot longer than we have. But, hey, once a month, if we hit 100 episodes, I'm buying everybody a drink.
Can I pick the location?
Yes, sure. You can pick the location. He'll buy the drinks.
So I guess this is actually kind of a short one. I didn't get a lot of like audio and stuff in there. So we're at what's through that portal?
No. I want to go back to this guild restructure thing because I was pretty much chatting with Sneaky and Baby Jesus all this time. he and I were having religious moments. Oh my God, and the Apple's just said it's checking for new software. Oh God.
But it's still recording.
But going back to this whole guild restructure, I think a lot of the problem here is that people bring too much of their real life baggage and issues into the game, and then it starts blowing up. In chat.
But that's okay, though. Just don't take it into guild chat. Drop it into a forum. You know, there may be somebody out there that may have experienced that before.
But they don't. They bring it into guild chat, and that's ridiculous. And I agree with Sneaky. We should do a run from Darkshore to Theramore with the naked gnomes. Oh, a night elf run. Naked night elves, maybe.
Yes.
But you know how fidgety those night elf females are. We jump up and down all the time. But I think that would be great. I want to do lots of naked runs. I want to run all over the place naked. In game. Not here. I would get arrested here and I would need a bell jar.
So there's a really interesting question in chat. Guys want to take that?
What is this?
The question is... what about the 720 people? Will the guild stay this large or will it be scaled down?
Wow, I'm not really sure.
Over to you, Officer Sack.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how that's going to work. I have put in my recommendations for sizing the guild. Once again, we're going to have a meeting later on this evening with the officers. I've emailed it out to our illustrious top-end leaders so they can have a look at my recommendations. Whether it takes place or not, you know, like I said, I'm pretty much going with everybody in the guild to make their, you know, gaming a lot better in there, and we actually build the guild up. My personal opinion, I'll tell to everybody, and I'll probably get slapped on the hand after this, is I believe, you know, active characters or active players are a must, but my alts, I'll come in and quest and level up with them, but if I'm not actively playing them, I will drop them out, you know, until they need them. If somebody needs a tank for a raid, I have a tank alt, you know, I'll request an invite into the guild and bring them in for that. But if I'm not actively playing them, I'll personally request mine to come out. So that way we leave more room for others that are actively playing to come in. We were, when I first came in, up at the 1,000... character cap, but since then we've had a lot of people leave and come in and stuff, so I don't see it being a big problem now, but I wouldn't.
I think Lindsay has a comment she'd like to make about that as well.
Where's that? Find some. Well, Lindsay.
I, you know, for Lady Wreck, who I kind of have brought over to the dark side here, and I'm very excited to have her here because she's been my best friend for coming on now almost 2 decades. For me, my reason for joining a guild, and especially this guild, was specifically because of Fee and her excitement about the guild and what you guys do and how much fun we have over here. So my own personal reason for joining a guild or not joining a guild or even leaving guilds that I've been in before is I like the guild structure because I like having experienced players around me that have done before what I'm trying to do for the first time, and they can give me advice and experience and hopefully in a tactful manner because I am a girl and sometimes I need several times to get it. But yep. For me, for Sin has been really awesome, and everyone that I've come across in Sin has been super supportive and willing to share their experience and help me out and do runs. And that's why I joined a guild, is for that aspect of it. And there's lots of different reasons to join guilds, but I think at the end of the day, especially for new players who've never played the game before, having a lot of negativity in guild chat can really turn some people off and really detracts from what my primary purpose is, which is providing support and encouragement and the fun factor in playing in game.
Yeah.
And that's my beef, and I'll shut up now.
No, it's completely fine. And Fee and I sat down and talked about this the other night whenever we were devising my little evil plan, because I always bounce things off of her, because at most times...
That's because I'm squishy.
We don't... Everybody's... Was that? Did I just hit something? I think a dog farted in here too. You can't smell this, but it's like burning cabbage in this room right now. But
okay. And the best thing is both the dog bottoms are pointing.
Yeah, I've got one on
that.
My right and one on my left over here off camera. I think you can see one. No, maybe. Hold on.
Running over them with his chair.
Sorry, I just ran over my dog.
It was a boom of awesome. I agree. Yes.
But God, I forgot what I was going to say after the dog farted. What was I talking about?
We were talking about Guild.
Oh, yeah, Guild. To everybody's disbelief, me and Fee don't agree on everything. I bounce things off of her, and she says, this is totally stupid. And I take that into consideration whenever I'm doing it.
And then ignores me.
Well, most parts I don't, because actually Fee researches all the stuff before she makes a decision. I just go off of what I see in the game and stuff. But I do believe, mentors for it, for people coming in, that's a great, great idea. In fact, we've had some people mentor Fee on some characters and stuff, and she's taken a lot of what they've said to heart, and it's actually made her gameplay a lot better. Me, I catch the mentors and stuff, and I try them out, but I don't know if I'm just riding the short bus running around and stuff, because I don't seem to be doing as good as
them. I'll be a mentor.
Them.
I can mentor people how to play tunes badly.
Yes.
Like get your Shadow Priest to 85 and then lose all purpose planning and direction with them and become totally confused.
Right. But yeah, everybody, I'm not as focused of a player in the game. I just kind of go in there. I do a little bit of social chat and stuff. Yes, I am an achievement whore on SAT. But I've started...
Yeah, you use the W word.
Yes, I have started some new tunes, and I've gotten away from doing the achievement things. And it's like, this guy will be a tank. He will go PvP, and this person will be whatever, you know, and I'm just gonna do the power level questing
thing. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah. But yeah, I come in for light entertainment.
But moving on, we did start mention something last podcast about funny audio clips, and then we mentioned it and I completely forgot all about the birthday doodahs.
The anniversary celebration events.
Yes, I forgot all about those. So the audio clip relating to the Guild or World of Warcraft competition really didn't take off. So we're going to run it again through this month. Now people have actually started using the Gmail account. We might actually get something. And it doesn't matter whether you're a newbie to the game or the Guild, or you're not even a member of the Guild and you play the game, you can still join in the competition. And what we want is you to send us a funny audio clip, like say relates to the Guild if you're in it, or if not, just to the World of Warcraft in general, and send it to that sinpodcast@gmail.com account. Can't be longer than a minute. What we're going to do is we're going to... Again, Murloc Mouth. I need to drink more before I come on here.
I support that motion.
Or not as much.
Yes.
We'll review the entries and then pick a winner and add it to the next podcast. So you'll get your own 5 minute of fame slice of life on this insanity and mayhem. And you will also win a limited edition one-off only Guild shirt if you're in the Guild, or something Warcraft related shirt with your character on it. And it will be the only one out there.
Yes.
So again, no longer than a minute, anything to do with the game. It's something random that has to do with WoW, and preferably humorous. Yes.
Yeah, and be honest with you, I'm not sure how this is going to run. Will this come up? Can you actually hear this if I play Dungeon Dan?
Probably not.
If anybody's listening to the episode, I think it was, episode 2?
Yeah, we had Dungeon Dan, which was a rough idea.
Yeah, if you want to, do a WoW commercial, Guild commercial, whatever you want to do, something hilarious, something to put on the webpage and stuff. And
yes, and even if you did just join WoW and spend 8 hours and got little sleep, put it into a humorous audio clip and send it in. The shirt could be yours. Mwahaha. Especially if it was only your first time playing the game.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're going to run it through again through June. to the end of June. So the winning audio clip will appear in the July podcast, which is going out on the usual date of the second Saturday of each month.
Yes.
And that email address again is simpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, remember...
gmail.com.
Yeah, gmail.com.
Oh,
remember to register your characters on the Guild webpage. Once again, the webpage is a big social media network. We also have links to the Guild, well, Living in Sin. You can actually get on here and watch the live streams and log in for the chat. You can talk to the other players in the Guild. You can see what events are coming up in the Guild off the Guild calendar. We're on Twitter there. Facebook links are on there. Good God, it's like a, just a well of knowledge and information on there.
It's a shame that doesn't trickle down to the presenters, because we just sound like we're on the short bus.
Yes. Forums are
in
there.
But we're cute.
We are cute.
Forums are on there as well. So if you have anything that you want to put out to any of the guildies and stuff, check back to that regularly. I mean, you don't have to be in-game to find out what's going on with the guild. So we go over to... It says Robbie, but that's you, Lindsay.
So, for those of us who are attention whores like me, let the guild know what you're up to out of game if you have mobile Facebook app by posting on the Sin Gaming Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/Sin Gaming Guild. Y'all should be on there. Lots of good stuff. Hilarious postings. And as you're running around in the world and you see something that totally reminds you of a Murloc moment, you can post it.
Oh, you can just listen to me talking on the podcast.
Exactly. Be fabulous.
Darling.
And then, like we said, we also have Twitter. We've got our Facebook page. We've got multiple Facebook page, actually. And all of our podcasts are posted on iTunes. So go subscribe, and you'll always have the latest episodes as we continue to do them.
Okay, so as we come round to closing this, what seems to have been a short one, because the person that stretches it out, HJ, couldn't be bothered to turn up. I will take him to check in game.
Yes.
No, I won't. I'll set Gorbo on him. He can beat him.
Yes.
Have we got any final comments from our chat box on Ustream? It's been great seeing everybody in there, by the way.
Oh, yes. Thank you all for coming into chat. It makes it a lot more... more humorous. And
I will be dressed for the next live one. I will put my furs and tiara on.
It'll be like 90 degrees here that day.
Awesome sauce. And in case anyone missed it, there's a new pet available in the guild store. So make sure you go buy it. Support the guild.
Yes. Is it, no, that was... Oh, yeah. That was the little blue dragon-y thing.
Taragrosa, or whatever his name is. And the coolest thing about him is, like I said earlier, he's bind on accounts, which Yay. Makes him cheap.
We love BOA.
Yes. BOA is almost as good as free.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, this is awesome. You know what? We got a new, iMac. I actually broke down and quit being cheap because the last podcast, the gnomes came in and destroyed our last Mac. And this thing is awesome. It hasn't slowed down yet. I recommend. I'm promoting Apple products on this show. I endorse this message.
Lady Wreck is cheering in the background. I can hear her all the way over here.
I wonder what that noise was. I thought we were having another boom moment.
Now if we can just get the internet stuff down where it will quit dropping. But yes, I want to thank everybody for coming out to the show. Once again, we are regularly scheduled for every second Saturday of every month at, it's 1 o'clock our time, but the really cool thing about the webpage calendar is we post it on server time, but it adjusts to your time. So you're
and
never
late.
I
know
late.
He said it's 1 o'clock our time. For you that really haven't got a clue what our time is, we're Pacific.
Yes.
Not specific, but specific. Pacific.
Pacific.
Yes, Pacific.
And for those of us who live in time zones that don't participate in daylight savings, that is currently 1 p.m.
Okay.
Arizona and Hawaii do not do daylight savings. Just going to throw that random trivia bit out there.
It in that you're in Hawaii.
Aloha.
Oh, hush. Otherwise, I won't tell you about that new alcoholic beverage you can mix with your Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yes. I saw that in the shopette.
Yes.
Endorsed by Pitbull, who was here the other day.
Yes, he was.
Really?
Not at our house, but, he was close enough. We heard him singing outside our window.
awesome.
Yes, it was. It would have been even more awesome if he actually did something original instead. But anyhow, Pitbull does not play WoW as far as we know, so why? I'd better not bash him because he might have a minion out here that will shut us down for, oh, have a slander thing, a cease and desist notice.
Yes, indeedy. So that's it. I mean, well, okay, yeah. I want to thank everybody for turning up for this broadcast of Living in Sin. Chat room, Lindsay.
Yes, sir.
Fee.
What? Well, yes.
I am thinking.
You're drinking.
I'm thinking. I'm thinking, but I'm thanking. Yes,
Mahalo.
I'm thanking everybody. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank everybody then.
I did.
I think we. Oh.
You missed it, Fee.
Oh, okay. Did I? I was talking.
Ooh,
to
ooh, piece of candy.
No, I was. I'm trying to do like Hello. Eight things at once. And
he says women can multitask.
Babe. Okay, for anybody that's interested, will you be quiet? Otherwise, I will send in the damn gnomes. Large brass ones from the Geiger Museum.
Ooh.
Yes. But thank you for reminding me, but we will be doing, for those of you that are interested in listening in, RBGs tonight at 7 o'clock server time.
Yes, we have also two.
And be there, because it will obviously kick off at 7 o'clock. We're going to go whether the usual crowd are there or not, because we can't be hanging around. At 10 o'clock server time, we have a Serpent Shrine Cavern Run for anybody that wants to come along and get whatever it is they want to get out there. I'm actually going to dust my priest off and take her, so that will be fun, because I'll spend half my time laid on my back looking
yes.
at the ceiling.
There are several achievements in Serpent Shrine Caverns. I think one for the salty titles in there, where you got to fish up whatever that fishy dude is.
And for the newbies, what is the minimum level to go on these RPGs?
68? Is it 68 or here's 70? For
the RPGs?
Oh, no, the RPGs. Oh, no, no.
70.
Oh, yeah, 70.
Okay. Just throwing that out there for the new folks that have lower level alts. Sorry, yes. You're not quite up there yet.
But, you know, I'm sure if you want to get up there, we can, when you get over level, we can all gather together and do some, maybe run some pre-mates.
Yep.
Yes, we have Sneaky in the chat room. He's keeping us, you know, honest in the information for in-game stuff.
Sneaky's awesome.
Yes.
Yes, he is. And I don't care what he says, he is a PvP god.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, indeedy. All right.
Alrighty, well, thanks again, everybody, for listening in. And it's been great to have so many of you in the chat room. Yes.
I'm gonna have to start making somebody a chat room moderator in here.
We really are, because I'm getting
because
out of control.
I get lost on the script when doing the shows, watching the noob. You are crazy. Yes, I am a noob on this chat room thing. But are you talking about me? I'm a noob?
No.
Oh, okay. I got
good God,
I
we're having
saying,
drama in the Ustream chat. Good grief, people.
No, seriously.
Calm down, fearless leader. She wasn't referring to you.
No, I'm a
breakdown, meltdown. He's going to have to lay on the floor with a damp cloth over his eyes.
I'm a noob at this stuff, because this is the first time I'm really using this producer thing. I don't think last week we used it.
Okay, but getting back...
We weren't done.
Getting back to closing this out, now real world lives. Lindsay,
yes.
Did you come up with a witty something you can sign up?
Off. Aloha. Mahalo.
No,
you do
that.
That's
your
email. I'm still working on
anything
my fabulousness.
Else.
Look, you've got one more show to find something out there. Oh, we will find something for you. And I guarantee
yes,
you it will end up being something
you
do
could always
know.
Just cue me on with Magnum PI. I'd be all right with that.
But we gotta have like some cool Magnum PI lines in there.
Oh, I'm sure I could.
No, you can't use the car.
Lady Rex says, "How about later, bitches?"
Later, bitches. Oh, she knows me too well.
Well, I suppose that would go with HJ's opening line of "What's up, bitches?"
Speaking of which, I'm wearing some of my Living in Sin swag that came in. I've got my Living in Sin hat and my Living in Sin. I'm like doing this all weird here. This is a support team shirt, and also on the back. I'm stepping on her dog again.
That's not what's on the back of his shirt.
Hey, that's what's on the back of my hoodie. That looks pretty fabulous.
Yes.
I don't have anything on the back of my hoodie.
They're not too bad. And the great thing about the store is if they don't come in, you know, looking right, like Fee got her hoodie.
Oh, yes. I got my limited edition Fee hoodie, and it came in, and it looked like somebody had scraped the floor with the stuff they put on the front. So I emailed them and asked them about their return policy. Not only did I get to keep that, so I have a good dog walking sweater, they actually sent me a different one, and I wanted to go a size down because they do come out a little big, people. They sent me the size down and a different colour. So that was all for free. Yay, Cafe Press.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. And now I want the food thing for my soup in the winter.
I have to say, I'm going to throw a shameless plug out there. I got the soda can cooler thing that's like a sleeve, like those really generic looking beer things, but this one's actually metal. And I tell you what, this thing has kept my soda cold for over 6 hours.
Really?
Love it. And it, you know, it's even more awesome because it's got the Sin icon all over it. It's beautiful.
Awesome.
I love it.
Do you see?
I'm never returning it.
They do a shower curtain, and Sat wanted to do our guest bedroom bathroom in the Sin logos.
And my pink swag hoodie is fabulous and actually has long enough arms for me, so I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah, the sizing is
good.
Really good.
Because I'm rocking the pink one, Fee.
You are. Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
Sneaky.
I'm fabulous.
Is that a closeout statement for Lindsay? There was this time I was playing Jack where I felt retarded. Like, really retarded. Or is that my closeout line?
I think the retarded would
Thanks.
Be your closeout line.
Thanks.
So, anyhow, any final words once again from either Lindsay or Sat or from our
chat room?
Yay!
Chat room, any closing?
Any closing? No. Oh, no,
Baby Jesus needs a tank and a DPS for Barrett and Hold 10.
Hook him up in game if you are.
What? I'm going to abandon this movie. What?
Yes, see you on the game grid too, people. I think he's throwing lines at you.
Yes, he is.
That's... Right, as Lady said, see everybody on the game grid, which will be very shortly for me, and have a great time. Lindsay, take it away.
Thank
you. Okay.
I have a script for this.
How about Lindsay just lead into that WoW video we were playing at the beginning?
Which one?
You want me to remember that far ago? That was over an hour ago, dude.
Just say bye.
I'm so lost.
Yeah, save a gnome, punt a goblin, whatever you want.
This is what happens when you follow the script.
I know.
Mine's just in a heap on the desk here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so thanks everybody for coming out. Lindsay, Fee, chat room. I'm going to close out with a little mix mash WoW video.
We are?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sweet.
Like I said,
that works for me.
Shuffle tables.
See you in game and see you next month.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Go Sin.
Well, I don't think that went too bad.
Oh, wow. I need more coffee. I'm sorry. I don't have Harley to play off of. I'm missing half of my comedic moments here.
I know, aren't we just? I like ladies, though. Who needs a script when you can improv?
I told you so.
Oh crap, I probably should stop recording now, shouldn't I?
Maybe.